This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
John chapter 14, verse 13, 14, something like this, that you ask the Father in my name anything, and he'll do it for you. So therefore, you can ask the Father in my name anything, and he'll do it. Is that basically what that says, sir? Another one of them double whammies, isn't it? Two times back to back, ask the Father in my name. Ask him for what?
He says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Ooh, that's awesome, isn't it? I mean, so anyway, we got to get over this old unbelief stuff someday. So anyway, I said, okay. I said, right there, Father. Right there, you made me two promises. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take off them scars off of Kelly's forehead. Two big old scars from side to side where her head had been busted up. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, Kelly, remember, honey, you got to believe. Oh, she said, Mr. Thurman, you pray the prayer of faith for me. It's done. Next morning, she gets up, runs in the bathroom, gets up, stands up on her stool, looks in the mirror, and throws her hair back, said, look, Mama, just what I thought. They're not as bad this morning as they was yesterday. Is that faith? In a six-year-old girl? That's faith. But does God honor faith? Yes, he does. And guess what? 30 days later, no scars on her forehead. They're gone. Does God do good work, ma'am? He honors his word, doesn't he? Ooh, but now Caitlin, she was a little worse. Not much worse, just a little. The only thing wrong with her was her face was tore all to pieces, had huge lacerations all over it. All the bones around her eyes were crushed. Her face was twice its size. Her skull was crushed in five places. Her eyes were jerked out of her brain. And her brain stem was severed. Her lungs were crushed, her right knee crushed, and her left leg broken in two places. And they said, it's impossible. She's a goner. I said, nope. I don't buy that. John 15:7. I stood on that verse. The word was in me and I was in him. What did he say I could ask for?
Anything.
So I said, Father, on behalf of John 15:7, I ask you to raise up Caitlin and do such a mighty miracle on her, everybody will know only you could have done it. And I thank him and praise him, began to worship him and praise him that night. Now, the pressure also on her brain that night was 20. Now, I didn't know what that meant at the time, but the guy walked up to me a few minutes after I got there and said, sir, Caitlin's pressure on her brain is 20. I said, well, yeah, I see that number there, but it don't mean nothing to me. He said, well, that's not critical. That's critical. Said she's going to decease any minute. I said, there's not one single chance this little girl's going to die. Not one. I said, she's going to run and declare the glory of God. I got Jesus as my Savior, and I got a book full of promises. I said, I guarantee she'll be out of here nothing flat. And she'll be running and playing again. And so he looks at you. Okay. And he leaves. And so, the very next Monday week later, the Dr. Marks, head of neurology, comes in and he says, I do not know how this little girl has lived this week. But he said, I just done a second MRI on her this morning. Well, see, this is the way the devil will get you to believe him instead of God's word. Even after 9 days laying there in the hospital, they done a second MRI. And the second MRI confirmed there was nothing attached to her brain. Nothing. Dr. Mark said, I don't see how she's lived. But he said, this week, we will pull the tubes out of her, the breathing tube, and when we do, she will decease. I said, Dr. Marks, she's going to live, and she's going to be normal, supernaturally normal. He said, sir, that's not possible. I said, oh, yeah. I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, I'm a Jew. I said, good. My Jesus was a Jew. He's the greatest physician in the universe. I said, he made me a book full of promises. I'm standing on those promises. And I said, I'm going to guarantee you, when you pull the tubes out of Caitlin, she's not going to die. She's going to live. He said, well, I hope you're right, but said, there's not a single chance. I said, there's another thing that's wrong with you. You hope, and that's too far down in the sentence. Faith is what makes it work. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I said, without faith, nothing works. But with faith, nothing is impossible. He looked at me and thought, wow. I said, you'll see. So, Thursday, that was Monday. Thursday, Dr. Davis comes up and says, Mr. Scribner, you're the only man I've ever met in my life that absolutely refuses to accept reality. You know when we pull them tubes out of her in a few minutes, she's going to die. The devil's trying to do it to you through your own people, own Christian. She's a Christian woman. I said, ma'am, you have trained yourself with your five physical senses. But I've trained myself with the Word. I said, now I'm going to guarantee you on the Word of God, when all these doctors and nurses get around her and y'all get ready, I'm going to guarantee you because of John 15:7, when you pull those tubes out of her, she's not only going to breathe, she's going to breathe over the machine on her own, and she's going to cough. I guarantee it in the name of Jesus. And they again think you're crazy. But they pulled the tubes, and she breathed 2 points over the machine on her own, and she started coughing. Well, isn't that amazing that God's Word really works? When you stand on these promises with no doubt. You know how hard it is to believe something when the doctor just said, we just done a second MRI, and there's nothing attached to her brain? Nothing? So when we pull the tubes out of her, guarantee she's going to die? What kind of faith does it take to believe the Word instead of them? Bold faith. But when you believe God, does He like bold faith? Yes. In fact, in Hebrews 4:16, the King says, oh, let's go over and see what He said. Hebrews 4:16. He says, in times of need, you can come weakly up here and ask me whatever you want. Or ask me for a few things. Let's see what Hebrews 4:16 says. Let's see how He tells you to come to Him as His son or daughter. Hebrews 4:16. How are you supposed to come to the throne of grace?
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
That's a good news for a guy like you, right, brother?
Right.
He didn't tell you to come up there begging and pleading, did he? He told you to come in as a son of God and say, boldly, Lord, you made me these promises. Now, praise God, that devil's beat up on my heart, but I'm getting a new one today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is that what the King told you to do? He told you to come boldly in there and tell Him what you need. Lord, thank you. You made me these promises. Now, Lord, I got every sin. And, Lord, I got to repent of my sins of unbelief because I've got sins of unbelief. That's where we live as Christians. Lord, I repent. I repent for my sins of unbelief. I know with you nothing is impossible. I know you can do all things. Do you believe God can do all things? Do you really?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. With God, nothing's impossible, is it?
Correct.
Absolutely correct. Glory to God. Why? Because He made you a promise. He said in Luke 1:37, with God, all things are possible. In Titus 1:2, he says, God cannot lie. He is not a man that he should lie. Well, if it's written in the Word, you can trust it. And you can overcome the forces of darkness that's here on this earth running around stealing, killing, and destroying us, God's children. If you don't get your healing immediately, don't waver. That's the problem. I mean, we're spoiled rotten. We want it right now. I mean, we're the only race of people that's ever been on the earth that can reach up and put something in the microwave and stand there and say, hurry up, I need it right now. Where the, I mean, before, I mean, just think. My son would never have made it if we had to go, if he come to my house and I had to go out and send somebody out to kill the fatted calf. And cut some steaks off of it and then build a fire and cook it so he could eat. I mean, he would have done been starved to death by that time. When he comes, he wants the steaks thawed out on the grill, half cooked when he gets there. So in 5 minutes, he can eat. That's the way your son is too, isn't it, honey? He likes to eat too. When he likes to eat, he comes to come in, he likes to eat. He don't want to wait either. He's just as impatient as the rest of us. That's the way we are. I mean, we are not people of patience. But that's where we miss it. Now then, Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, I want you to go there. After you've been prayed for, after we stand on God's mighty word, I want you to see what you need to do after you've been prayed for. Now, Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, somebody that wants to read that, you read that to me? Who would like to read that? Well, I can't get the switch on. There it is. Who wants to read it? Anybody? Anybody got? Here, let me just let Cheryl read it up here. She's close. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. I think he's speaking to me. That.
I knew I'd give that to my buddy for a reason.
Yeah. For ye have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do not throw away your confidence in the Word. Now, when we stand on these promises of God, if we don't throw away our confidence in the Word, but we remain faithful and we remain patient and standing on the Word, after we've done the will of God, what do you say we're going to receive? The promise. Yeah. So maybe you've got something that's in your life that He's trying to straighten up or change. And maybe it just might be, and a lot of people that are sick and afflicted. I had a man in my ministry center just this last couple of weeks that his problem was, he had not been willing to get in the Word. And a few years ago, and when he was about 45, he started coming down with different sicknesses. A great Christian guy, goes to church.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.